Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian and Muslim friends. Welcome back to our program. Today, we will talk about some truth in the Quran. Muslims believe them to be true. And we agree with this truth. And we're going to try to see how this truth relates to the Christian faith. I am reminded by the principle, truth to be taught can be learned easier through truth already known. So we know that the Quran gave Jesus the distinguished title of Al-Masih Isa, the Messiah. Jesus alone is referred to as Al-Masih, the Messiah, in the Quran. The Quran's use of the definite article, the, positively distinguishes Jesus from all other prophets. Occasionally, Jesus is referred to solely by this title without using his name, as in Surah 4, verse 172. Jesus is given the title the Messiah more than 10 times in the Quran. Surah 4, 171 stated clearly, Christ Jesus, Al-Masih Isa, the son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah. Surah 3, verse 45 states that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said that the name of her son was to be Christ Jesus, Al-Masih Isa, which is the Messiah Jesus. Jesus is called Al-Masih in the Hadith very clearly. Muslim scholars acknowledge that the title Al-Masih is not derived from an Arabic root. I was reading a scholar Al-Baydawi commenting on Surah 345 says that the word Christ Al-Masih was originally a Hebrew word, Mashih. Note that the Quran does not explain the meaning of the title Messiah. By not giving an explanation of this title, it implicitly agrees with what is written about the Messiah in the Bible. Now, the gospel was written in the Greek language. The Greek word for Al-Masih, or the anointed one, is Ho Christos, from which comes the English word Christ. Therefore, whenever the word Christ is used in the English translation of the New Testament, it is the same as Al-Masih. And of course, Muslim scholars agree on this point. Now, I share with my Muslim friends, the Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Christ came to earth. It contains many inspired prophecies of one glorious Savior who would one day be sent by God and would be called Anointed One, the Messiah. Daniel 9, verse 25. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus with Muslims. There are 61 major prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah. which were fulfilled in Jesus with 100% accuracy. Many books have been written on this subject, but I like to share with you a few of these prophecies. My Muslim friend, his place of birth. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which was foretold by the prophet Micah about 700 years before the coming of Christ. B.C., Micah 5, verse 2. The historical fulfillment of this prophecy is found in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 6, and also John chapter 7, verse 42. The Messiah's virgin birth. Jesus was born of a virgin, as prophesied by the prophet Isaiah 7 centuries earlier, before his birth. Let me read that verse to you in Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. We see the historical fulfillment of this prophecy in the New Testament. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 22-23, all these took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let me share with you one more. The Messiah's death by crucifixion. Psalm 22 describes death on the cross. David the Wood wrote about the crucifixion 1,000 years before the coming of Christ. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, verse 16. Let us complete this topic next program. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you, God, for the Word of God, your Word, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that made our faith stand on solid foundation and gave us evidence for our faith. God, today we pray that you will enable us, God, to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims. Equip us, God, equip our fellowships, your church, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation.
My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My Christian brothers and sisters, and my Muslim friends, don't hesitate to contact me if I can be of help to you in any way. You can contact me through email or through my phone, and I will do my best to help as many of my audience as possible. God's peace, grace, and love with you. Until we meet again. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.